This episode is supported by AuthSignal, the fraud operations suite. Automate onboarding flows, verify account holder ID. Visit authsignal.com for more. Welcome to FinTech Fun. FinTech Fun is a podcast where Australian fintechs come to share their stories. Hi, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the FinTech Fun podcast series, I'm joined by Liam Millward, co-founder of Instant. G'day, Liam. Thanks for being part of this series.
Chris, so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Mate, let's talk about Instant, the days before Instant, a little bit about yourself and how you came to that moment of establishing the company.
Yeah, so started Instant around 12 months ago now, but prior to that, started my first business when I was about 13, 14, traveling around full-time with my mom, dad, sister, and we basically started travel blogging or sharing our journey on social media. So Facebook, Instagram, kind of grew a mass of followers, started working with brands, writing for magazines, creating our own content, et cetera. And I was like 13, 14, as I said, at that point. We then stopped traveling, and that's when I started my first real business, which was called Navigate Australia. And Navigate Australia was a free digital travel magazine, basically focused on everything caravan camping, travel related here in Oz. And that grew to 50,000 readers in 12 months. We partnered with around 190 councils and tourism brands. I fast tracked my education to finish year 12 at 16, went to uni and studied business and marketing. And that's one of my marketing assignments, is basically where the idea for Instant was born.
And mate, just to give the listeners a bit of clarity around your age now, how old are you now?
Yeah, I'm 18 now.
18 now, right.
And so, I'm 19 next week.
Oh, wow. Excellent. A little birthday in the works. But yeah, tell us about the background of why and how you established this problem and what you're doing with Instant and that sort of light bulb moment.
Yeah, so the light bulb moment for me, or in Instant's case, I was working on this marketing assignment in my studies. It was kind of mid-COVID, right? And it was looking at the recent growth of e-commerce, online sales, mid-COVID. And as part of that assignment, started an online Shopify store, drop shipping products from Alibaba in China, and advertising them on Facebook ads here in Australia. Grew this online store, started seeing some sales through these ads with a little bit of, I think it was like $100 that I threw towards it on Facebook ads. And then saw a huge drop off in people abandoning cart at the point that they needed to fulfill their personal information. I think, you know, everyone hates getting off the couch to find their credit card, to then fill in their personal information. And so then it was just initially an idea to make me more money, really, and how I could convert more of my online or website traffic on my Shopify store.
Fantastic. And then that idea around the abandonment of cart, I mean, obviously very big problem for retailers and the friction around why they're doing it. I mean, the solutions out there, there's probably various solutions. It doesn't seem like anyone's kind of cracked the holy grail of one solution globally, and every maybe some retailers do it their own way, etc. I mean, how do you then use that idea and use that presence to go, okay, this is where we want to play and how we want to play?
Yeah, so with Instant, we I kind of hit a roadblock. So it was December 2020. COVID was kind of still a thing. Had this idea, and in my case, just started reaching out to a bunch of software engineers on LinkedIn. So I'm going to say maybe I reached out to 100 software engineers on LinkedIn, offering them jobs to come and work for Quick Checkout, and it was called at the time, to come and build this product offering. And that's when my co-founder, Will, got back to me. because I couldn't build the product. Like I'm not technical. I built the initial prototype, but wasn't technical. And that's when I found Will. He was 19, software engineer working at WiseTech. Flew down to Sydney to meet him, and around a week later, we started working on Instant. And then, you know, we built out the prototype. We started reaching out to all these merchants on LinkedIn again. LinkedIn's probably been the best sales strategy for us, especially in our early days. Found a guy named Jeff, and Jeff owned a brand called Global Foot Care. Jumped on a call with him, showed him what we wanted to build, and ever since he's kind of been on the journey with us. With Instant, we launched across 10 of his initial stores. But yeah, going back, it was just like find someone that could build the product with me. Okay, we had that little team. Now build a bit of a prototype. Now find our initial customers. Now build a fucking product to go live with them. And that kind of happened, I'm going to say, within, let's say, 3 months.
And that sort of head down mentality, the company was probably not well known until the subsequent raise. Can you talk about that process, how it happened, and then the attention and I suppose the inbound you got from that after that?
Yeah, so, I mean, we launched across our first sellers, which I think was a really big part of the success behind our raise. Like we built a product, we found our customers relatively quickly, and started validating out what we wanted to build, which I think really helped in terms of, you know, where we wanted to go long term in terms of a company, but in the short term, proving that we could get something to market really quickly with no money was key. So prior to the raise, which, you know, we raised 2.2 mil led by Blackbird alongside Reinventure, 1013, et cetera, in November last year. And it's funny, like it was definitely a huge milestone for us, and it absolutely accelerated the growth of our company, being able to onboard some really, you know, awesome engineers and talent as part of our team now. And, you know, it definitely helped to build reputation and around Instant as a brand and Instant as a product, which I think merchants really validate, because something that I guess we always talk about is like a merchant protects their checkout like a consumer protects their wallet. And so how do you make yourself a legitimate brand that brands want you to mess with their checkout and bring improvements to their checkout? So it helped a lot.
And then moving forward to where the business is now, sitting in September of 2022, a lot has happened in the last couple of years in terms of e-com trends and what's the various ways people pay and the various ways of, you know, the economy and interest rates, et cetera. Can you give us a bit of an update on how Instant's going at the moment?
Yeah, so we've, you know, following kind of this journey, we've just really hit a year old kind of today and or a few months back now, which is really exciting for us. The first, as I said before, like that first 3 to 6 months was really around refining our product, defining it, trying to find our first customers, raising a bit of capital. And then since we did that, that's brought, you know, a lot of growth now, but also a lot of product improvements as well. So I think we're live across 30 websites now here in Australia. We're growing about 116% month on month, which is really exciting. Just got off our all hands, so that's how I know kind of that.
great statistic off the top of your head. Yeah.
And you know, we're still a really small team as well. Like we're only a team of 9, which is, you know, something that I think is definitely underrated for startups. Like it's enabled us to move at speed, low burn rate, massive cash on hand, and just able to communicate easily across the team, small team, gun people, move at speed. That's kind of been our thing. I always say like a little bit of strategy and a lot of execution is kind of, if you ask anyone in the company, that's my saying.
Yeah, on that topic, I mean, building culture from the co-founders to the team of 9, I mean, culture in its own right, how do you think you define the culture at Instant in terms of where you're at and why people would potentially want to work with you?
Yeah, so when it was just the 4 of us, it was definitely kind of just driven, you know, when it was me, Will, my co-founder, Patrick, who was our first software engineer, he joined us from Uber. Initially, it was just the three of us for quite a period. Then we onboarded Rick as our head of sales. He joined us from Zip. And then for a period of, I'm going to say maybe 3 months, it was just three or four months. Like, it was just the four of us. And so that culture was just like super, it was just super reliant on our own personalities to drive that. You know, we were just in hustle, heads down mode. And so initially it was like we relied on each other's support, guidance, and just communication to let that thrive. Now that the team's grown to, you know, even 9 people, is being conscious about making that more intentional. Different personalities, different ways of communicating, different projects people are working on. And so in our case, it's been like a couple of elements, like getting a really strong rhythm in place. So when are we discussing what things? How the Tuesday all hands is structured really well. So it gives everyone input and everyone gets an output from it. But then, you know, we've just established a social committee. So I think that's 2 people on the team run that. We have a set budget towards that, and they run one in-person and one digital event per month for the whole team. We've just opened an office in Sydney. So I moved away from being permanently at home work, and now we do 3 days in the office. We do a team lunch every Thursday. Yeah, so it's like really, we do a growth stand up in the morning for 15 minutes where everyone on the marketing, sales side, operations side of Instant joins and gives an update on what they're doing today or where their struggles are, and same with engineering and product. So it's just like, from our perspective, or most important for me, is probably the communication rhythm. Every problem that we've ever had, or any problem that I ever see from another company, always comes down to communication. And if you can have a really strong communication cadence where people bond off each other and have that rhythm in place, I think it just solves so many problems and gets people on the same page.
Mate, excellent, excellent insights into what is happening as a sort of a, you know, co-founding group, to then, you know, first staff to then next staff, and I'm sure as you grow there'll be, you know, more challenges, but also you know, the processes and systems in place to grow the business and grow the culture, mate. When let's get on to the quote unquote fun part of the podcast. When you're not looking at e-com, when you're not looking at statistics and carts and checkouts, etc., what does Liam do to wind down or to have a little bit of downtime or a bit of a break?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I think I get asked that like quite often when I go into interviews or like podcasts and things. In the early days, like, of building Instant, which we're still relatively in the early days, like really still in the early days, it's probably a little unfortunate, but I like, my whole world really revolves around Instant, I would say, just purely because of the stage that we're at. You know, I, as I was saying to you before, Chris, before we hopped on, like, I think I've been on like 37 flights this year or something, and it's only September. And so continually traveling, you know, it's just heads down hustle. Yeah. And to be honest, that is just what I enjoy doing. Want to build a really big company, want to build a really good product. And to do that takes time and focus. And so wind down, really not so often. When I do, really try and make it kind of a period of time. So say go away for a week, or at least be out of the office or the day-to-day for a week at a time. So in July, went up to Cairns with the family for 2 weeks, got out of the day-to-day for 2 weeks, which was really good. Yeah, so things like that. I'll hang out with the mates on, you know, Saturday or Sunday. I'm still a regular 18 or 19 year old, so still go out.
I was going to say that, yeah. One question you may not have had on your podcast before is, what are you going to do for your 19th birthday?
Probably nothing this year, to be honest. Maybe it's on a Sunday, so maybe go out on the Saturday night.
What about on the 18th then? I'll go back 1 year. What do you do on the 18th? Do you have a little shindig?
Yeah, just obviously you start drinking on your 18th, so I just went out with some mates into Surfers Paradise.
Cavill Avenue?
Sorry?
Cavill Avenue?
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
A little bit of an experience the first time.
Yep, they're good.
Yeah.
Excellent, mate. And then when you have clients in town, or you're meeting clients and maybe they come to Brizzy or Sydney, you go out for a a coffee, or your favorite coffee shop or a favorite restaurant that that you would always take someone to if you had the opportunity?
Look, I think the touching on the point around like taking customers out for coffee or even like potential employees to bring onto your team, I think it's like been super underrated since COVID. For other founders and things, I think it's definitely been a huge, like being kind of one, being asking someone to go out, you know, let's catch up for coffee or let's grab a bite to eat. I think people really appreciate it because it's not so common. And so we prioritize that a lot. Like even if it's just a quick coffee, just a quick lunch, catching up with an investor in person, it's because Zoom's just, I don't know, it's getting a bit stale all the time. It's good for general check-ins or updates or collaboration, but when you actually want to dig into things or you want to get someone, you know, meet someone properly, feel their personality, get to know them, it's like in person is pretty good. So probably still in the experimenting stage to find good coffee around Haymarket in Sydney, but not there yet.
one final question. The, you know, the little side hobby or a hustle that not many people know about, is there some sort of thing that you do that outside of Instant that you maybe, you know, have got a little secret talent?
Honestly, these questions are making me seem really boring because a lot of my time is like towards
speak a language, musical instruments, trade, speak a language, musical instruments, trade basketball cards. No.
I would say prior to Instant, it was like the side hustle was business while I was studying or while I was at school or whatever. And now I've made that side hustle kind of my full-time thing. So maybe I just need to find a new side hustle.
You keep yourself fit?
Yeah, really. There you go. That's a good point. I think that's really important. Heading out for a run is probably my biggest thing. Used to head to the gym a lot. Now that I've been traveling, haven't done that so much. But running every single day is something I really enjoy, just a quick 30-minute run.
All right, one final question. I've got it here. Airport food, what do you think?
The Qantas terminal is like a bit average, and the Virgin terminal is pretty good. I'd say a lot more options.
A lot more options than the Virgin terminal. Okay, excellent. There you go. As a non-seasoned traveller, it's a tip to take on board. But very good, Liam, mate. We could chat for a long more time about Instant and your personal life, but we'll cut it there, 15 minutes or so, mate. I really appreciate you taking the time out to give the story of behind the scenes of Instant before it became Instant, where you're up to now in terms of your current business, going through that raise, as well as the future outlook, which, you know, the total addressable market, as you have identified, is incredibly large, and really look forward to catching up in the next little while to hear the progress of Instant.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Chris, and enjoy Intersect down in Melbourne.
Yeah, no, we'll do. It should be fun. And as you mentioned, all these real life connections are invaluable in future years to come.
Cheers.
Thanks once again to AuthSignal, who have supported this podcast. For more information on Sub11, jump onto our LinkedIn or email me, Chris@sub11.com.au. Thanks for listening.